Greetings, greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is November the 7th, 2010, and you may contact me by emailing yahlove.com. YAHLOVE at Comcast.net. Now we're going to go back into the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 20. And we're going to continue with our study as we look at the last days. We're going to go all the way through the book of Revelation, and we're just going to take our time doing it. This is the African Science of Revolution. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're laying bare the truth of the wicked system, the prophecies concerning the wicked Roman, Britain, and American Empire under the title of Babylon. So through Jesus Christ, through Jesus equals justice, and Christ equals the anointing coming from Egypt, Ka-rest, or Ka-ra-sa, the Spirit of God, the Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit of the Most High within ourselves to rise up and crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The message in the book of Revelation is Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, redemption and salvation for the oppressed, warning and judgment to the oppressor. You know, we've been dealing with the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven candlesticks. Our brother Ashraquazi revealed to us that the seven stars equals the seven pole stars. And Jesus is coming as the S-O-N of God, symbolized by the S-U-N of God, traveling through the seven pole stars in the reverse zodiac procession of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, which takes roughly 25 to 26,000 years. This is all metaphorical teaching, symbolical teaching, allegorical teaching. So we look at the universe and look at this, the seven stars and the seven candlesticks, and we look at the sun, we look at the planets, and we understand that there is knowledge in the creation, knowledge in the universe. And I told you a time ago about a movie documentary called Chymatica, in which they, the conductors of this documentary, the conductors of this documentary point out the indigenous knowledge, the indigenous wisdom, and that the indigenous people of Africa and the Western Hemisphere taught that the whole universe was actually encompassed knowledge, and that when you study the universe, you acquire knowledge. When you study the creation, when you study the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, and the earth, you acquire knowledge, because in the creation is knowledge. Psalm 19:1 teaches us that the heavens declare the glory of God. One cannot declare what one does not know, and one cannot have knowledge if one is not alive to declare that which is known by the one that is making a declaration. Therefore, we understand biblically, which the Bible is written by indigenous people of Africa, African people, who understood that the universe is knowledge in the universe, and the universe and the creation is the first Bible, the first Quran, the first book of science that has taught us all the knowledge that we have. And so we're going to continue. Let me read the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So Jesus is causing us to look into the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, in this case, the seven stars and the seven candlesticks, and understand that the seven stars symbolically represent the seven angels of the seven churches, or the word angels means messenger, and the word messenger is translated pastor. So he is talking to the pastors. Seven candlesticks represent the seven churches that this book of Revelation is written to, the seven churches in Asia or Mesopotamia or Northeast Africa. So he has a message for the church. It's all about light and life. So the pastors are the messengers. Okay? And the pastors, as the stars are light in absence of the S-U-N, the pastors are the spiritual light in absence of the S-O-N. And Jesus, through the universe, is teaching Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And so the pastors should be teaching truth, justice, and righteousness. The pastors are to be lights and guides to the philosophy, or with the philosophy, of freedom, justice, and equality. Jesus means justice. Christ means the anointing to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families, to bring and usher in and manifest in totality the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth. This is what the pastors should be preaching. And the candlesticks are the church, or the members of the church. And so the candlesticks give light in absence of the sun, right? S-U-N. And so we as the church, or we as members of the mosque, or we as members of the synagogue, and the temple and the cathedral, we are they who are supposed to possess the light of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, having been given that knowledge from our pastors, who got that knowledge from Jesus. So we, in absence of the S-O-N, just like the candlestick in absence of the S-U-N gives light, we are also to be giving light. What type of light? What manner of light should we be giving to the human family? What type of guidance should we be giving the human family? The guidance based on the philosophy of Mayat. In Africa, Egypt, as we keep saying, our African ancestors taught that the whole universe hangs in the balance and is orchestrated with the order and philosophy of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And Mayat, that word means truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, reciprocity, and order. And the symbol of Mayat, the hieroglyphic symbol, was a beautiful black woman with wings, and she had the scales in her hand, the balance in her hand, and on the back of the dollar bill is the balance and the scale. And the Lady Liberty at the harbor has the torchlight of liberty, and in your various courts of America and Europe, you see the lady with the scale. All of that was from is stolen knowledge from Africa through the Masonic Order and the Illuminati Masonic Order. They stole that knowledge from Africa. Original, it was a black woman. But all women represent justice, okay? If you are looking at a family, if you are looking at a tribe, if you are looking at a state, a nation, a city, a civilization, a society, and that society and so on does not have respect for the woman, for females, for the feminine, for motherhood, that's a wicked, rotten society. And so the woman is the standard. When you have prostitution, when you have exploitation of the female, and they want to act like the female is only abused and exploited in third world countries. In America, Europe, and Israel, the female is exploited. The female is abused and battered. How many middle class Caucasian men abuse their women? They're the majority of the population in America, so the majority of the abuse occurs in their communities. But they want to cause us to think that it is only black and brown and red and yellow. All of us need to stop the abuse of the female, the woman, the mother, our beautiful sisters. So, woman, no matter your color, you're the standard. If you see that you are being treated well in the family, society, state, nation, and so on, that's a good society. But you are not treated well in the society. You're not treated well in the nation, in the world. And so we are to be giving this type of guidance. The woman is the standard. The children are the standard. Ah, poverty hits the women the hardest. The males are killed. And then the woman is left behind with the children to suffer because of such wickedness on the planet. So pastors and church people, Christians, and Muslims, and Jews, and no matter what your religion, we're supposed to be the light. We're the candlesticks, and we're the pole stars, teaching the light of truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, redemption, and salvation for the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. And yes, judgment and warning to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Warning and judgment to the governments of this wicked world. Warning and judgment to the multinational mineral and resource corporations who go all over the earth and destroy the human family and take land, wealth, and resources and facilitate bloodshed and warfare. Warning and judgment to the armies of the world. Warning and judgment to the killer mercenary groups. Warning and judgment to the CIA. Warning and judgment to the FBI. Warning and judgment to the MI5 and MI6 and the Mossad of Israel. Warning and judgment to the fraternal order of the no good rotten police who shot down my brother. BART police who shot down my brother, Oscar Grant, a couple of years ago. Warning and judgment to the judicial system that has facilitated this wicked brutality and said to black and brown and red and yellow and poor white that they do not care for justice for us. Warning and judgment to the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and Wall Street and the banks who have stolen our wealth from us, who have forced the president, the one that left and the one that is here right now, Bush and Obama, to take our wealth. They, the Wall Street bankers, Goldman Sachs and AIG, are the problem. They caused the problem. They bubbled the housing market and then burst the bubble. And instead of paying for their fictitious work, they take our wealth and pay for their wickedness. Well, warning and judgment to them. We're taking our last break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Have you ever had
Greetings, greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program. November the 7th, 2010 is the recording date. Email me at yahlove. Email me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. So, pastors, preachers, imams, rabbis, it is your job to give us the message of Mayat, truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity, order, freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. And you who go to church, you who go to mosque, you who go to synagogue and cathedral and temple, who are not in leadership position, we're to take that message. And if your pastor is not preaching it, find one that is, and study, or stay where he is not preaching it, and study this for yourself, and challenge your preacher, and challenge the leadership, because we have got to study this for ourselves and preach salvation and redemption to the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, the needy. This is what Jesus is trying to get us to understand by the study of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, the African zodiac, the seven pole stars, the seven candlesticks. This is the knowledge of the universe, Mayat. And so the reverse of that, or the other side of that, is judgment to the wicked ruling class. Warning to them that if you don't change, you will be destroyed. We're not happy that you will be destroyed. Although, when we get to a scripture in the book of Revelation chapter 18, I forget what verse, but it says, be happy when Babylon falls. Be happy when this wicked system is destroyed. So we have to give you warning beforehand so that your blood will be off of our hands. Our brother Keith Harmon Snow, I'm going to put a link in my summary to a PowerPoint video that he did, in which he talks about Rwanda and Africa and the Congo. And he continues to teach the truth that Kagame is a CIA man, created man, working on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the multinational resource mineral corporations. And that this all of this killing going on in the Congo, over 10 million in the last 10 years, is for resources, for your computers and your cell phones and your video games. I have a cell phone and a computer and an MP3. And so I am forced to say something and try to organize to put a stop to this wicked madness and say to those, and Keith Harmon Snow does such a wonderful job. And the brother, he's a Caucasian brother, but I love this brother. I follow this brother because he tells the truth. He's going in and out of Africa, putting his life on the line. And he was the first one that I heard a few years back on KPFA's Guns and Butter program to give detail and give names of people. I'm not going to try to recall the names now, but listen to that broadcast. And I wrote an article based on his information, Proxy Wars for the Resources of Africa. And I'm going to have that exact title. You can get it on my website, thinkaboutit.org, I believe in the Gateway to Knowledge section. But I have all of that for you. Listen to Brother Keith and read my article, and together you'll be able to follow what Brother Keith Harmon Snow is saying. He is very passionate about what he is doing. And I give thanks and praises unto the Most High for his work. He's an investigative journalist, a truth teller, a true humanitarian that has not sought to get in with those wicked ruling class and ruling families that are also of European descent and Caucasian. But this Caucasian brother has seen fit to stand up and be a truth teller on behalf of African people and oppressed people everywhere. I love this, brother. So we say once again, warning and judgment to Rome, Britain, and American and the Babylon Empire. Because this empire, this modern day Babylon Empire, emanates from Rome. Emanates from the Pope, the visible Pope and the hidden Pope. Emanates from the Roman Empire, emanates through the British Empire, and currently through the American Empire, and is the mystery Babylon Empire that is no longer a mystery when you understand prophecy. This Roman, British, American Babylon Empire is full of idolatry. Idolatry is not what we were taught it was. Idolatry, according to Paul, is covetousness. And covetousness is desiring that which is not yours, and going about the acquiring of that which you desire through wicked means. We call that materialism, or exorbitant materialism. We call that consumerism. Through warfare and bloodshed, all of these multinational corporations killing, shedding blood, destroying the human family to do what? In addition to just destroying the human family, because they're devils, they're wicked ruling class and ruling families, in addition to that, take the land, the wealth, the resources. Don't cut a nice deal with the people. Don't allow the people to benefit from that which is under the earth, but kill them off and just take it for yourself. And then, those resources, those raw resources and minerals are put into commodities like computers, cell phones and whatnot. And we go down to the store and make our purchases. And we know that millions of people, millions and millions and millions, the oil in our cars, how did it get there? Bloodshed, warfare, millions and millions of people have died. Do we care? Are we so enamored with consumerism? Are we so happy to be able to buy something from the supermarket, the electronics store, the gas station, that we do not care about the destruction of our sisters and brothers of the human family, whether found on foreign lands or domestically? Looking at the movement of the earth, you know, the earth does not spin perfectly on its axis, but it spins with a wobble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. The earth spins with a wobble. This is to teach us. Our minister Farrakhan, who is wonderful, a wonderful teacher, taught us that this wobble in the earth is symbolic of a wobble in the human nature. And this wobble in human nature is exhibited through idolatry, which is covetousness, because an idol is made up of diamonds and gold and rubies and wood and stone and whatnot. All of that which is stolen by the mineral resource corporations. All of that which is stolen by the wicked contractors or mercenary, killer mercenary groups. All that is stolen by the armies, the CIA, the Mossad, the MI5 and 6, the wicked ruling class and ruling families. These resources stolen by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. The Rothschilds control the world's banks and force the banks and force the nations to go to the Rothschilds to borrow money for warfare. The Rothschilds control all sides and fund, finance, and weaponize all sides in every war. The Oppenheimers control all your mineral and resource mining corporations. And so they, the wicked ruling class, have pumped into us the philosophy of materialism and consumerism. And we just consume. And we just go to the various stores and buy things. And we don't care that millions of people have died through bloodshed and warfare. We just consume. and buy more things and buy more things. And don't care that, as we keep saying, millions of people have died. Well, this is a wobble in our nature. And so we must, with this philosophy of truth, justice, and righteousness, correct that wobble and stand upright with this knowledge. Every church, every synagogue, every temple, every cathedral, every mosque, every pastor, every rabbi, every imam, you represent the true north. The sun goes through seven pole stars. Every time we can see where the North Pole is, the true north, we have this wobble in our nature, and we can cite the truth through our preachers and leaders and rabbis and imams and pastors and whatnot, that message of truth coming through you, pastors and preachers, is to act like the true north, so that we as the human family may correct that wobble in our nature. The North Pole represents freedom. We used the North Pole to go for freedom when we were escaping slavery. Well, pastors, rabbis, and imams, you represent, are supposed to represent, that true North. Jesus is talking to you, and he's talking to us as your flock, that we must, with truth, justice, and righteousness, correct this wobble in the nature of the human family. This is not a created nature. This nature was given to us because our created nature is the nature of the Most High. Our created nature is the nature of my God, truth, justice, and righteousness. But the book says we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So now, we're born into a wicked system. This system was not created by the Most High. We're born into this wicked devil system of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and shaped into iniquity. We're shaped into the philosophy of idolatry, covetousness, consumerism, materialism, supporting warfare, believing the fictitious narrative of the ruling class concerning this war on terrorism, which is not a war on terrorism, it's a war of terror conducted by the ruling class and ruling families through today President Barack Obama and the prime ministers of the earth that are supporting it, and the presidents of the earth that are supporting it, and the governmental, financial, and educational institutions that are supporting it. So we're shaped into this. So we have to reject that. And the message of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, represents the true north to freedom. Represents the pole stars that give us our direction to stand upright on truth, freedom, justice, and equality, so that we may correct this wobble in our nature. We love to buy things, but the human family is being destroyed. We have to make the system benefit the human family. People don't need to die to produce things. People don't need to die by the millions so that we can have a TV and whatnot. So we need to change the system, bring the kingdom of God in heaven, manifest on this planet, on this earth, in the physical realm, so that the people, all of us, can benefit from what the Most High has given us. This is the African science of revolution. This is the teaching of the universe. This is what Jesus is teaching us. The universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets are the first Bible, the first Quran, the first religious text, the first scientific text. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. This is the original teacher from the hidden and unseen Father, Amen, and the hidden and unseen Mother, Aminet. So let us, as sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, Uhuru means freedom, let us, as Christians and Muslims and Hebrews and Buddhists and Hindus and Rastafari and members of the NAACP and members of the Revolutionary Communist Party, and members of the African People's Socialist Party, and members of the New Black Panther Party, and members of the Nation of Islam. Let us as the human family, and let us as Africans and black people and brown and red and yellow and poor white, let us together be that light that Jesus is teaching about by using the allegory and symbolisms of the universe and the sun, the moon, and the stars. We are the light. It is our duty to stand and advocate for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. If your pastor, preacher, imam, rabbi is not teaching this, study it for yourself so that you may know and hook on with others of like mind. And if you stay under the leadership of such a pastor, preacher, imam, rabbi, challenge that leader. Challenge the leadership and let us hook on with each other, because we've got to do this job. We can no longer tolerate the deaths of Oscar Grants and others of the Fraternal Order of the Police, who are doing the bidding of the same wicked ones that are causing our military to go overseas and kill and destroy. It's all for the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the multinational corporations, Wall Street, the bankers, the Federal Reserve banking system, and so on. We have got to stand up with this light. We are the candlesticks. We are the light. Preachers and pastors and imams, you are the stars. You are the pole stars. You are, we are together the light of the S-O-N, in absence of the S-O-N, the Messiah, as the candlesticks and the stars are the light in the absence of the S-U-N. This is our job. This is our mandate. This is our duty. Be blessed. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.